Ray, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Well, tell me about the experience when you got to Madison throughout your tenure there. What did you see and what really stood out for you?
Well, you know, it was a wonderful experience. And, you know, started at 4 a.m. in the morning. We drove through the snow up through Chicago and to Madison. And when we got there, we saw hundreds, if not thousands, probably people outside with signs from various unions, various public employees, teachers. And as we approached the Capitol there in Madison, we noticed a large group of people, of the people playing bagpipes, and we realized they were actually firefighters, and they were marching into the Capitol, and the crowd just parted like the Red Sea, and we sort of followed them in. And we went inside the rotunda, and there were just three different tiers packed, completely packed of union members and, again, public employees. And it was really an awesome experience.
Well, tell me, what was the mood and tenure there? Did you ever get a sense, I guess, of fear and danger there? Because even though there are a lot of union workers there, it's still pretty hostile out there when you see how people are expressing themselves about folks who are involved with unions.
Well, you know, it was just really an exhilarating experience. You know, we had the group of the UAW Local 6000 members, and everybody took their own time, their own vacation time, and because we had our Michigan signs, we kind of became little mini celebrities. And in fact, Tony, we got to address the crowd. They took us to the middle of the rotunda, and they gave me the microphone, and I told them that we're watching from across the lake, that all public employees and unions in Michigan and the UAW supports what they're doing to save collective bargaining rights and never to give up. And, you know, they were cheering for us so loudly you could hardly hear yourself think. And it was just an awesome experience. And you know what? It was completely nonviolent. There was not profanity. And you know, Wisconsin, they know to have a protest. They had a team of drummers, so they'd have this chant, "This is what democracy looks like," and then the drummers would get to work. And I was standing on that rotunda floor looking up again to three tiers of people packed, all ages, all different people from all kinds of different backgrounds, and that's something, you know, I'll never forget. And I noticed the following day, we had to beat it back to Lansing because I would participate in the rally at our own Capitol Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, but I saw in the news reports that they had even more people Saturday, over 70,000 people. And the reason this is so important, Tony, and the reason this is going to be remembered, I believe, as a critical point in the history of unions in this country is because if they're successful in taking away collective bargaining rights, that they're basically going to take the teeth away from the unions and prevent people from having a voice at the workplace. And not just for people that are in unions, but other people as well. And that's why you're seeing this type of response in Wisconsin, and why across the nation at capitals like we had here in Lansing, people are starting to speak out and realizing what's happening.
Well, Ray, the argument for what's going on in Wisconsin is why they want to take away collective bargaining is because the unions won't work with them enough, and also the unions won't work with municipalities enough to make the cuts necessary for them to help make their budget. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, it's a myth. It's not true. It's sort of like how public employees are overpaid. And I'll tell you why. Because the unions, or at least some of them, have already indicated to the governor of Wisconsin they're willing to make concession on wages and benefits, but that's not good enough. They want to go after collective bargaining rights. They essentially want to bust the union. And the thing is, we know from academic studies that if you take away union power, again, it drives wages down for everybody. You know, people need to sit back and think about the fact that, you know, the weekend, vacation days, health care, 8-hour work days, child labor laws, those weren't just things given to people out of the goodness of the corporation's hearts or the boss's hearts. Those are things that were fought and won by organizing people, having a collective voice. And, you know, when we talk about labor history, you think about Michigan. I mean, this is the home of the UAW. This is where the sit-down strike happened. This is where the middle class was, you know, developed, not just for Michigan, but the entire country. And, you know, you see that we're starting to turn around a little bit, and the automakers are starting to make money again. So hopefully you're going to move forward from this point on.
All right, Ray, we'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Tony.